In a photo from last spring, Paulette James is wearing a light hoodie and a dark jacket, and she's holding a bright orange king crab by two legs.
That picture was taken at Silver Bay Seafoods.
Hillary Sealand was one of Paulette's teachers at Pacific High School. She said they visited the seafood processor as part of an Alaska Studies class on herring. In the picture, Paulette has a huge smile on her face, but she also looks surprised.
She was, I think, amazed. She had never been that close to a king crab before. I think she was also really proud of herself for being the only one brave enough to hold the king crab.
The picture is one moment from one day of Paulette James's life, but in a way, it might symbolize a larger part of her personality.
She craved new experiences. She desperately wanted to make a difference in the world, and she wanted to be heard, and she really wanted to help give voices to people who didn't have a voice.
After a Pacific High School class on the science and effects of methamphetamines, Paulette organized an event in Sitka to promote resiliency, to let people know that they could make it through their addiction or whatever obstacles they faced in life. In April, she told KCAW that the class made her aware of how people affected by meth could easily lose hope.
You know, they didn't know what it could do to the body. They didn't know that this is their life would completely turn over, that they'd lose their job, lose their family, and everything that they had that they cared about within, you know, months or a year. So that, I guess, is the biggest message that we want to get out there, is that, you know, we care, and that you have that you have value.
So in May, Paulette organized something called a resiliency fair. Groups and individuals gave short performances and talked about what resiliency meant to them. Phil Burdick is co-principal of Pacific High School.
She knew that people needed this fair. She knew that people needed to hear about being resilient. She knew that you needed people in your life to be resilient, and she wanted to be that person.
Burdick says Paulette worked hard on that fair, but she didn't have much trouble convincing people it was a good idea.
She had that kind of personality where, you know, you wanted to be with her. You wanted to laugh with her.
Teachers at Pacific High School still have her anthology of writing from the last year. In her biography, she wrote, "My name is Paulette James, and I am 17 years old. I have had a quite exquisite life, but rather challenging, you might say." A poem she wrote ends like this: "I am the one who is happy in the heart, and from the deepest depths of the mind. I, too, have a glorious sunshine in me that for the very first time in my life is expanding out rays of truth from my soul to this grateful yet careless world." Sealand, the Pacific High School teacher, says that poem is one of her favorites.
Other people's happiness, their community's happiness, her family's happiness, was always so very important to her. She just really wanted to make the world a better place.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.